That's it. There's the music. Welcome in, everybody. Frank Bassett, Golf Talk America, live from the LPGA kickoff event of 2020. We're here in Orlando, Florida, with my good friend Brendan Sweeney from the French Hook Resort.
Morning, Frank. How are you, buddy?
Good, buddy. How are you doing?
Hey, at the 2020 Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions.
That's it.
Presented by Insurance Offices of America.
That's it. And we are presented by Club Corp and the French Lick Resort, to name a few, and Diamond Resorts this week.
That ink is still wet on the check.
It is?
Absolutely.
That's great. Good. Send it on. Show me.
Gets me two tickets to the Diamond Resorts.
There you go. Oh, we're having a lot of fun. We've met a lot of folks this week. Had lunch yesterday, Brendan and I did, with the commissioner of the LPGA, Michael Wan.
Great guy.
Was a lot of fun. Folks, if you haven't been to an LPGA Tour event, you're really missing out. This is pretty exciting stuff. The celebrities, this is their answer, would you say, to Pebble Beach and the AT&T and the celebrity program out there?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so this is it. I mean,
But the Tournament of Champions.
I mean,
it's Hawaii.
It's all the winners. This is it. This is all the last 2 years of winners, I believe, on the LPGA. So in any case, let's get to it, because we do a lot of PGA Tour stuff. In 2020, Golf Talk America is branching out to do much more on the LPGA Tour.
You have covered the LPGA, the senior LPGA.
The senior LPGA.
And the Symetra Tour.
And
before,
the Symetra Tour.
But never the
but
LPGA.
Never the LPGA. This is a first. So we needed to bring in an expert from Global Golf Post to kind of keep us in line here, because we're learning
between
on the
fly. Channel markers.
We're trying to keep it between the channel markers.
Trying to.
It's shallow water here, buddy. Mr. Steve Eubanks, welcome in, pal.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's good.
Great to be here.
Good to have you here, man. It's great. It was fun in that little round table yesterday. It
certainly was.
We had a round table, and Steve, I'll let you say what we did yesterday.
We had Karen Stupples and Jerry Foltz, who will be covering this event on the ground. They cover probably 20 to 25 LPGA events a year, and know the players as well as anyone. Are huge advocates and supporters, and they had a lot of cool things to say. We also had Paige McKenzie, who will be in the booth this week. She doesn't cover as many LPGA events, but will be doing quite a bit of the booth work.
Is this her first time in the booth?
No, she's been in the booth several times over the last couple of years, but they're moving her into much more of that kind of role now. So,
well, good. It's a home game for these guys too.
It really is.
Golf Channel celebrating their 25-year anniversary this week.
They are. And all of them get to sleep in their own beds this week, which is pretty nice. They get to head out here. It's been great.
I watched that last night, by the way, Brendan and Steve. Did you see the replay of the first broadcast?
Actually, I was. I knew the crew down there. Chris Lincoln, good buddy of mine.
Yeah.
When I first moved down from Chicago in '96, I worked for a company called Century 3 at Universal Studios.
Sure.
Production, post-production company. We did satellite services as well. And right when the Golf Channel first launched, we were their go-to guy for all their extra work. So you look at someone like Scott Van Pelt now, Kelly Tillman.
Yep.
They were both runners. I mean, they're fresh out of college.
Yeah. Well, my point is Brian Hammonds was anchoring.
Yeah.
And Brian had a lot more hair back then. So, Brian,
just
a shout-out.
We all did.
Just a shout-out to you, pal. You did a great job at the Golf Channel. We look forward to Brian Hammonds joining us as part of the broadcast team and French Lick for
the senior LPGA championship.
Yep, I'll be doing play-by-play out on the course. Brian Hammonds will be in the booth. And
Brian may be down in North Palm Beach. What we're doing, we had a 3-year deal with the Golf Channel.
Mm-hmm.
It just got way too expensive, so now we're going to stream it.
We're
going to stream the Senior LPGA Championship. It gives us a lot more freedom.
Sure.
Frees up a lot of cash. So Lowell Thaler from Thaler Media has a studio down in North Palm Beach, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a seamless internet connection down to his place. He's basically got a production truck down there.
Mm-hmm.
So all the talent will be down in Florida. And
except for you and I on the course.
I'm not going to be on the course. You'll be on the course.
You have to help me on the course.
We'll see what happens. This is my future. This is my my profession. So if I don't hit it out of the park here, I may be working for you full time.
Anyway, that's okay. Take it over. I need a break. Anyway, hey, Steve, thanks for taking some time out. I know you have a pretty important interview coming up here at the top of the hour. But he'll be talking with Ms. Sorenstam. Can we hint that out?
Sure, of course.
Okay. Steve, tell us, you've been following, you've been doing this for 10 years on the LPGA, is what you said earlier.
Yep.
So give us your insights into what are we going to see this year, who are going to be the top players. Brooke Henderson we talked about a little bit yesterday, and let's just kind of throw it all out there like we did in our roundtable, Give us your insights from as this tournament, as it's evolved from a, I guess, Brian Gay used to be involved with this.
Yeah, this used to just be a celebrity program. It was actually on the Champions Tour for a number of years. They had some LPGA Tour players in it, but primarily it was a Champions Tour event where they played with celebrities. It was an attempt to have a throwback to the old Crosby, you know, where you had celebrities that people knew who were out playing with the professionals. And Diamond Resorts did a terrific job with it, but what they realized pretty quickly was the LPGA players were drawing the biggest crowds.
Yep.
And so they thought, well, why in the world wouldn't we make this an official LPGA event? And so we started that last year, and it's just been beyond everybody's wildest expectations. It's been just terrific. The players embrace it. They embrace the informality of the whole thing, the music on the driving.
Oh, range. That was fabulous.
There's music on the 18th that you'll see. It's just a party atmosphere as you come up here. So it's been a whole lot of fun to have it this first couple of years, and I think it's going to just grow from here. You've got a number of great players in this field, and you're just going to see that continue to grow.
Well, I like the aspect of it too, the timing of it all. I mean, next week, we're in Orlando, Florida. Next week, the golf season, you know, kicks off with the PGA of America, the merchandise show, which we'll all be there.
We'll be live on the radio stage during the show.
Yeah. For 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday. Mm-hmm. So for all you listeners out there.
Yeah. So get ready for that. We'll bring you some insights into some of the new latest and greatest gadgets and widgets and fidgets. And the best gadget in golf is a good swing, so I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
It's something I don't have, nor does Sweeney have. Mr. Eubanks has someone in his family that's a pretty good stick. Tell us a little bit about your daughter.
My daughter Liza is a freshman over at Rollins College right now, and she's playing on their golf team. I love telling people this because it's a bit of trivia you'd spend your whole life never knowing. The most successful women's golf program in NCAA history is Rollins College. They have 13 national championships and 3 members of the World Golf Hall of Fame.
I did not know that.
Actually,
I did not know that.
Hollis Stacey, Jane Blaylock, Pete Dye.
Yep. Pete was there. Alice was there. Pete met Alice there.
Yep.
Marlene Street.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Canadian. Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Rollins College is in Orlando.
It's in Winter Park, Florida, which is on the northeast end of Orlando.
That's the expensive part of
Orlando. 2 miles from my house. I'm 2 miles from 2 million.
You live in a nice area, too. Let's just throw that out there. Okay. I've been to your house.
Once. So,
yeah, that's the last time I was invited back.
My wife already forgot your name.
No, she didn't. She loves me. Anyway, so, Steve, give us a little bit. We talked yesterday, and I think our listeners would be – everybody loves Brooke Henderson out
sure
there. We
do.
Know that.
Yep.
And we talked about her yesterday. You laid out some facts about her life and how she approaches all the celebrity events and all the tour events, and she plays golf. Well, I'll let you tell the story about why we see – Brooke says she wants to be number one.
She does. Brooke really wants to be number one in the world. And quite frankly, I'm not sure she plays the game well enough to be able to get there, simply because in order to do that, you have to play in the only those events where you have the most world ranking points, where you have the strongest field. And Brooke's just going to play in everything. She loves to play golf. She plays golf every day. And so you see her in, of 34 events, she may play 30 of them. And not only she'll play in every celebrity event that she's asked to play, and she'll play any girl out here who has a charity or a fundraiser that they need some professionals to come help support. Brooke's there for them. I've seen her at 2 already this year, so it's just been extraordinary how much she plays and how much she does and how giving she is. But she's always going to be that way. Now it may be a hindrance to her getting to the top of the world rankings, but I think if you ask her, this is your choice, she'll stick with where she is right now. She'll continue to play and continue to give.
Speak to that, because you said some interesting things yesterday in regard to a hindrance in obtaining number one in the world golf rankings. Talk a little bit about why you think that it's going to be so hard for her to get up that ladder.
Well, there are a number of reasons. In addition to there being an awful lot of very good players out here, you have the more events you play, the more points you try to accumulate.
Right.
But you have to play well in order to do that. Strength of field becomes a very big part of that. So if you only played in, say, 10 events instead of 20 or 20 instead of 30, but you picked those events that had the strongest field or the hardest golf courses. Those events where you know the rankings, the ranking points are going to be greater, then you've got a much better chance because, you know, you play well in those and you accumulate more. So as you have a baseline, and of course it's all done on percentages and it's based on the number of rounds that you've played, and you're occasionally gonna have a bad one. So the more you have out there, the tougher it is, particularly if you're not picking and choosing. And Brooke just simply won't do that. She's going to go ahead and play.
Well, you said that yesterday. I'm sorry, Brenda, but you said that yesterday, and Karen Stupple said it, and Paige McKendy said it to us in our roundtable. She has such a big heart, and she is such a sweet, nice person. She is interrupted 1,000 times, even on the range, trying to practice.
Sure.
And she'll take time to say hello to somebody.
Absolutely.
And that's – maybe she needs to – get a caddy that'll turn around and say, no, leave her alone we'll, after we finish.
Well, her caddy is her sister, who is just as nice as she is.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's Canadian hospitality.
It absolutely is. And look, they're delightful people, and I don't think she'd be as successful if she were any other way.
Gotcha.
So I just think this is her personality. She lets that personality shine. Now, she's fiery. She's a fiery competitor.
Oh, yeah.
I think anybody who has seen her has seen that. But that doesn't detract from the fact that there's just no better person out here.
Well, if you look at the message that the LPGA is sending, you know, there's social media. Everybody's got a Twitter account. Mike Wan has delivered the message: be personal. You know, this is your future. I mean, it's your brand. You got to build it. And the message that he sends is, you know, be kind to your sponsors, and everything will fall into place. And you can look at Mike's success.
Oh.
Over the past 10 years, how many tournaments has he added? They were down to, what, 23? Now they're up to 38.
Well, they were down as low as 18, I believe.
Yeah. They were in the teens when he took over.
It was in the ditch. The LPGA was short-lived.
He's
at that
done a
point.
Heck of a good job.
Man,
doing
he
this.
Has. And what a, there's not a nicer guy out there as commissioner.
Yeah.
I
well,
mean, of any sport.
He's from Chicago, that's why.
Well, I knew that was going to come out.
Well, I'll tell you, at the headquarters, there's a sign over the front desk, and it's throughout the entire headquarters. And it's "Act like a founder."
Yes,
and that's the mantra throughout all of the LPGA. It's what all the rookies hear from the minute they come in.
Act like a founder.
It's reinforced to all of these players. There were 13 original founders who had to do everything. They set their own tee markers up. They went out and cut the holes. They were out selling tickets in the parking lot of the local grocery store.
Sounds a lot like Golf Talk America 7 years ago, doesn't it?
So exactly.
These 13 founders.
You still sleep in your car.
Were out promoting this tour when there really was no tour.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're having all of the players now do, and that's the message we sent.
Steve, are there any of the original 12 founders still around?
There were 13 originals.
13 originals.
There are two, and Shirley Spork, who is in her 90s now. It's just terrific. I mean, she comes out and does all of these promotions for us, and is just a wonderful person to be around.
Actually, Ron Syrak, when we had the Senior LPGA Championship at our place in October, Ron went out there the week before, and he was at the range with her hitting balls, and she's just still smoking them down the fairway.
I'll tell you, even at her age, you can't spend more than 30 seconds around her before she starts giving you a golf lesson.
Yeah, it's great.
Well,
it's great.
I need to spend a lot of time around her then if it would help me. Well, hey, Steve, you did an article that was just published on PGAtour.com. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's on the LPGA.com, actually.
I'm sorry, yeah, LPGA.com.
It's
sorry.
On...
See, that's...
yep, I get it. It's on Injie Chun, and... If anyone doesn't know Angie, she won the 2015 U.S. Women's Open at Lancaster Country Club.
Yep.
And followed it up. She set a record for the lowest 72 holes under par at the Evian Championship. So she's a two-time major champion. She's really gone through some struggles. She's 25 years old now. And look, she's battled some depression the last couple of years. She's really felt like her life had revolved around her golf scores. And when she didn't play particularly well, she kind of fell into a funk. And she's worked desperately to get out of that. And it's been she's been incredibly open about it, something that a lot of people do not know about Angie. She's actually she's a genius. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, she's a legitimate genius. She was an autodidact math wizard who had gotten all of these offers to go study mathematics at various universities. And chose to go to play golf instead to support her family.
Where did she play? Did she play college golf in the States?
She didn't play college golf at all. She played on the KLPGA and won the Korean Women's Open.
Good
prior to coming to the U.S.
So how's she doing now?
She's doing much better now. She's really kind of made the break of, look, what I shoot on the golf course has nothing to do with me as a person, and she's thinking more positively now. And of course, that's a process. Anybody who's gone through it knows it. But she's at least being open about it. And I think, as we all know, the first step is admitting there's a problem, and she's at that point.
Interesting. So let's move on to what you do with Global Golf Post.
Mm-hmm.
You guys publish every Monday a digital edition. You have a subscription edition also that's available at globalgolfpost.com. Tell us a little bit about GGP and what you guys are featuring this week.
It was in our 10th year. And we take the global part of this very seriously. If a golf ball is in the air anywhere on the planet, we're covering it. We cover the amateur game probably as well as anyone in the world.
Yeah, I agree.
And we're really serious about the women's game. I mean, we make sure we are covering every single LPGA event. And we think there's plenty of golf coverage out there, but as is the case in a lot of things, quantity does not necessarily mean it's quality.
Yes.
And so we believe quality journalism, there's still a place for it. And that's what we're doing, both at our Monday weekly edition and on the daily product.
And to that point, old media, old man media versus new media. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. There's been a lot of chatter out there about what happened with Jeff Shackelford on Barstool with the Foreplay boys.
Yeah.
What's your feeling about that? I mean, we're older than those young guys who get out there and do some of the stuff. I mean, they're funny.
Well, it's just a generational thing as well.
It is a generational thing, but Steve's been around this business a long time. Tell us. I remember what you said yesterday. Give us that again.
Well, look, I've never believed that you could tell a story in 240 characters, or however many it is now. I just don't think you can do that.
Well said.
And I think if you want to tell the complete story, if you want to get people engrossed in the story, you've got to have the breathing room and the professionalism to do that.
Well, that's what we talked about yesterday with Stupples and Paige McKenzie and all that. Grab a headset. You give us 5 minutes.
Yeah, Tom Abbott here from the
Golf
Channel.
And I agree. Some of the language is where I have the problem.
Well, this is a perfect segue for Tom. We're talking about old media, old guys like these guys.
introducing
Tom Abbott from the Golf Channel.
There he is. Hello, Tom.
Hello. I just came here to get some lunch before I went on the air.
You're on the air now.
But I'm on the air now. Maybe this will be more fun than doing TV.
Hey, first off, thanks for setting us up at the Country Club Orlando.
I set him up to play on Saturday.
With a foursome.
It is Saturday,
now we have two foursomes.
And now I just see the tee time keeps getting names added.
Do we have his member number?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I'll give you my
address.
We'll
007.
Okay.
007, yeah.
No,
right.
We're talking about the old school media, Jeff Shackelford and the Foreplay guys. Your take as a younger guy, younger professional in the broadcast business, using Twitter, using different hashtags, whatnot, compared to the old school guys that type out more than 240 characters?
Well, I think it's all has to be the same nowadays. I mean, you know, if you're a writer, there's no reason why you can't be on Twitter and have a presence on social media. You might not be as what's the word? As controversial, maybe, or as modern in a sense as some of those guys that purely do social media and digital. But I don't really see why there can't be all the same in terms of the medium. I think some of the controversy in recent weeks has been about I suppose the way that certain outlets have a bit more freedom, and the. I put my phone down somewhere, by the way. Oh, it's in my pocket.
I'll call it for you if you want.
Yeah,
Is it on vibrate?
I think certain... No, I got it. Certain outlets have a lot more freedom than others. And I think organizations that have a link to a sports tour or a sports league have to be a little bit more careful. They don't have the parameters that... that some of these guys have. But I actually think they're important. I think it's important
to
have
great.
A voice. I think it's important for people to be critical. And I think what we're seeing is that some of the modern outlets, the social media, the digital outlets that you've been talking about, can be critical because they're independent.
Yeah.
And but whereas others can't. They just can't do that because of the relationships they have.
Well, our LPGA credentials, our PGA Tour credentials, our European Tour credentials, our USGA credentials can all go away with an oops, said the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So you have to really watch what you do.
I want to take a little bit of a different take on that because I think it's very important that you just watch what you say.
Yeah.
Because so much of the social media, it's like confetti. I mean, you're just throwing it out to a million different people. And, I will use some of the more recent things that have occurred. I mean, I would never in a million years ever accuse a golfer of cheating unless I was absolutely sure and had seen it with my own two eyes and knew what was in their head or they admitted it or something. You simply cannot do that.
That's bad.
You know, look, there's no bigger tarnish in our game than that, and I just think you have to button that up. But it gets thrown around now on social media and Twitter more than anything else. This tour, I'll give you an example. A year ago, I believe it was in Singapore, Amy Olsen got accused of backstopping. She hit a shot. There was a ball on the green. Her ball is clearly going pretty fast.
Remember that.
It hits the ball that's already on the green. And look, Amy's a fast player. She'd been waiting on the 18th hole for 20 minutes while someone else got a ruling. She wanted to finish. She's over there. She's ready to hit her shot. She hits her shot and hits her ball. No big deal. There was no intention here. But by the time she went to bed and got up the next morning, it was a firestorm over here.
And that's the craziest rule ever.
Backstopping,
why don't you hit the stick?
The people who were making these accusations couldn't have picked her out of a lineup. They'd never been out here. They didn't know her. They knew nothing about her. Yeah. She would cut off her right arm before she would intentionally cheat in the game. And you just simply can't go out and make those accusations.
Yep, absolutely.
Tom, what's your week like this week?
When do you go on the air?
Well, we're on the air at 12 o'clock Eastern, so 35 minutes. And I literally did come down to sneak some lunch.
Oh, well, you need to keep that great figure going.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's Christmas has hurt me. So we're on the air 12 to 3 on Golf Channel, leading into PGA Tour coverage a little bit later.
Where are you going to be?
I'll be in the booth, which is, you can just about see it somewhere up there behind the 18th.
Next to the Corksicle Club.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Friends at Corksicle.
And then we'll have the same airtime tomorrow. And then at the weekend, we're on 2 to 3 on Golf Channel Eastern Time and 3 to 5 on NBC and the same on Sunday.
We appreciate what you do. We appreciate you stopping by.
I'm glad you didn't get me into any controversial chat there.
No.
Steve was leaning. I thought,
Global Golf Coast going at it. That
sounds
good.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get
Golf Channel have anything big planned for their 25th year anniversary?
There is a party tonight for the employees.
Here?
Not here. I probably shouldn't disclose where it is, just in case people...
Oh, go ahead. Nobody's listening.
Top Golf is a pretty good place to be.
There
Top
is
golf,
a little, little gathering. It's pretty impressive. I've been there 14 years now. So
really?
I've been there over half of the life of the channel. So I think it's quite an achievement. And to have been involved in various different shows over the years, and now obviously a lot with the live tournaments, it's pretty cool what they did. And there's a great podcast, if I can plug the Golf Channel.
Please do.
There's a great podcast on the Golf Channel website and wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
that's it.
That sort of details the beginnings of the Golf Channel and how they actually put it on the air. So if you're interested in that, give it a listen. I don't listen to podcasts too often, but I did actually listen to this.
But when you do, it's Golf Talk America.
When I do, it is
it's Golf Talk America. That's right.
And so it's really interesting. Yeah. So there were a few things I didn't know from that podcast I'd never heard before.
Who's in the booth with you today?
Well, we were supposed to have Paige McKenzie, but unfortunately, Paige is not well. So get well soon, Paige. So Karen Stupples, who was always going to be here, she was going to be on the ground, but she's now stepped up to be in the booth alongside Grant Boone, and then I'll be sitting in the corner like a naughty child.
We'll pop in and say hi to you guys.
Come on in. Just keep your voice down when you come on in.
Not like we did to Brian Hammonds years ago in Opelika. We walked in and didn't realize he was live on the air.
Just shouting away.
I said, hey, Brian, what's up, buddy? And he's like, hey, there's Brendan and Frank. Busting in on our show.
Okay, that was one of his last tournaments.
It's okay if the visitors do that. It's when the people that are on the air don't realize that they're on the air that we have a problem. That has happened before. We'll tell that story.
Are you going to be traveling Judy Rankin this year?
We're with Judy next week, I think.
Give her our best.
In Boca Raton.
Nice.
Boca Raton? Boca Raton.
Boca Raton. Yes.
Boca Raton. Raton. I thought it was Boca Raton. Text me or tweet
me. Is that
me
mouth
if you know.
Of the rat? Is that what that means? Yeah. Boca Raton?
Yeah. Boca Raton.
Tom Abbott, have a great
thank you.
Have
enjoy
a great
your lunch.
Great to be with
enjoy
you.
Your lunch.
Love to be back with you again sometime.
Love to have you on
I
anytime.
I think the lunch is served in about 3 minutes. It's great timing.
Perfect. Thanks, buddy. Have
thank
a great
you.
Day.
Thanks, yep. bud.
Okay.
Well, unexpected drop by.
Unexpected drop by Mr. Abbott. He'll be on the air shortly, and we appreciate that. So, Mr. Eubanks, parting thoughts before we take a break here. We've talked about Global Golf Post. We talked about the LPGA.
Talked about Rollins Tires.
Talked about Rollins. Do you have a favorite this week? I know that's early to ask you.
Well, look, my favorite throughout the year, you're going to be hard-pressed to get me to bet against the Korda Sisters when they're taking it up.
Oh, yeah.
They're as good as I've ever seen. I would be stunned if one of them doesn't win a major this year, and I would be really stunned if one of them doesn't eventually become the number one player in the world.
Who's your pick for the Olympics for the United States? Who do you think is going to go?
Well, those two definitely. Probably Danielle Kang and Lexi Thompson right now.
So four.
I've never been around Lexi, by the way, and spent some time with her night before last at the party. And what a dynamic, lovely young lady.
Yes.
I mean, she comes across in person much differently than one would perceive.
Yes.
She was a sweetheart, and I started to walk away and said, give me a hug.
Yep.
I went, well, wow, okay, well, sure. It's not a bad thing to hug. She's a pretty nice-looking young lady, too, but really sweet person. So
very nice.
Yeah, really sweet person. Great golf swing.
She felt sorry for you, Frank.
I know she did. Old man media. There you go. All right, we'll be back shortly with more from the Diamond Resorts LPGA Tournament of Champions.
Presented by? Insurance Offices of America.
That's right. And Golf Talk America is brought to you by the French Lick Resort. And Club Corp, the leader in private clubs.
Absolutely.
Go to FrenchLick.com. It's a bucket list trip. Thanks, everybody. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hey, there's the music. Where's the blender?
Blender.
Blender. Get the blender.
Diamond Resorts.
We are. Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're live at the Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions, presented by Insurance Office of America. And want to thank Diamond Resorts, Mike Flaskey, who is the CEO. We have an interview that we'll run of him with us yesterday. We did a lot of celebrity interviews yesterday, Brendan Swain.
That was cool.
That was fun.
Cool. Reggie Jackson, Mr. October.
Yeah, a ton of interviews.
Gotta love him.
Had
Alfonso.
Everybody. Yeah. Marcus Allen. Waltrip. Michael Waltrip.
There's a lot of celebrity. Roger Clemens here.
Roger Clemens. A lot of celebrity. Verlander's here, taking no media interviews.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of baseball guys here that we really can't talk to.
Yeah, just really don't want to say much about that. But Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort, my co-host, part of the Golf Talk America crew, thank you for your hospitality and your hometown here of Orlando, Florida.
Yes, it's great. It's great to be not on the road. I'm just coming back from the...
Well, you just came back from the national championship.
Yeah, my daughter goes to Clemson. And,
That was not a good day to wear orange.
It was a good day to wear orange. The Orange Nation was strong in New Orleans. But I tell you what, the worst part about New Orleans, besides being in New Orleans, is leaving New Orleans.
Why is that?
Because I had to drive 10 hours with my daughter's boyfriend in a rental car.
Yeah, but do you like him?
Yeah, he's a great kid. Yeah. Great kid.
He's a football player, isn't he?
Yeah, at Stetson University.
At Stetson.
But that's a long drive. I-10, But we did stop in Baghdad, Florida.
Oh, you did?
At the Stuckey's and got fuel.
Did you get a bobblehead of Bubba?
No, they didn't. But that Stuckey's, I swear to God, it was like a flea market outside. They had everything. It was over.
I love Stuckey's. Stocked. Did you get some pralines?
No, I did not.
Those are so good. Just pure sugar with a nut in the middle of
it. Yeah,
you know?
Do that with an eight-hour drive back to Orlando.
Good.
No, thank you.
Good stuff. Hey, you missed the event the other night.
Well, you know why? Because I spent 72 hours on Bourbon Street.
I know you did. But we had a great party. Diamond Resorts puts on a great event at Mystic Dunes, which is our home this week. Thank you, Diamond Resorts and Mike Plasky and your team. Aaron Stewart, by the way, is the tournament director of this tournament. That's the son of famous golfer Payne Stewart. Nice, nice young man. Got
wonderful.
To spend time with him the other night. You know him.
Yeah.
And his mom, too.
Yes.
So that was fun.
I spent time with Aaron down at the LPGA meetings down in Naples at the end of the year. All the tournament directors get together. We obviously have two LPGA events at
you
French
do.
Lick. We have the Symetra Tour Donald Ross Championship and the Senior LPGA Championship. So we were part of that group down there. And it's, what a great fraternity that is with all the tournament directors of the LPGA. They really... you know, embrace the drive-on motto of the LPGA, and under the direction of Mike Wan, it's just been a fantastic turnaround from where it was about a decade ago.
Yeah, Mike Wan's one of the good guys out here. He really is.
You know, interesting fact about Mike?
What's that?
Mike went to Naperville North High School outside of Chicago.
Yes.
He was a backup quarterback.
Yes.
Behind Sean Payton, the head coach.
He was behind Sean Payton?
Yeah.
He
played at Eastern Illinois University when I was at Eastern Illinois
University. EIU.
Yep. Football powerhouse. We're Garoppolo. Tony Romo went there.
Everybody went there.
What do you think about the 49ers-Packers game? Then we'll get to yours.
I think the 49ers are substantial, period. Substantial.
And then your Tennessee Titans. If they pull that off.
I'm telling you, buddy, if they pull that off, and I think they can quite possibly do this simply because Kansas City is not good. They're almost at the bottom of the league against the run.
Mahomes is outstanding.
But our offense and our run game can keep him off the field 3 to 4 series. If we can keep him off the field, we've got a chance.
And those of you who are listening in Indiana,
yes,
go to betrivers.com. It's an app.
Yes.
And you can lay down a bet from the French Lick Resort
right there. We can't do it from here. We have to be in Indiana to do it.
Where you can only do that in Indiana.
Yeah, betrivers.com.
Yes.
We need to meet those folks.
We do. Got to get on Golf Talk.
You got me into this thing, Brendan. It's your fault.
Which one?
The LPGA.
Oh, it's great.
Because of doing the Senior LPGA, the old Legends Tour, the Senior LPGA Championship, and meeting a lot of the young gals that are on the Symetra Tour.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I don't know why. Well, there are a lot of people here. I'll just say that.
For a Thursday in Orlando,
this
place is packed.
Yeah, it is. And it's a lot of fun, and it's easy access. It's up close and personal with these players on the LPGA, much like PGA Tour champions.
Yes.
You know, you can get up close and personal with those guys. So a lot of fun. Larry Fitzgerald yesterday and Larry the Cable Guy and Colt Ford were hugging each other.
Two Larrys and a Colt.
I know. Yeah, that's what Colt Ford performed the other night. That's where I was going at the party. And he did a great job.
They spare no expense. Counting Crows are playing here on Saturday night.
Lee Bryce is a brand ambassador for Diamond Resorts.
But they have the all-star lineup of celebrities.
Marty Fish.
Being a guy from Chicago, that Richard Dent, Super Bowl MVP, 85 Bears. Brian Urlacher. Michael Waltrip, what a great guy.
Yeah, Waltrip's great. We've done his Waltrip Brothers charity event several years in Nashville, which is a lot of fun. Denny Hamlin's here.
Darren Williams from the University of Illinois.
Ben Higgins.
Jack Wagner from Melrose Place.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable group of folks that are here.
Jeremy Roenick. Got to love him, too.
How'd you get ahead of me on this thing?
I'm going backwards. I'm going backwards on the thing.
Well, Nellie and Jessica Korda, as Steve Eubanks from Global Golf Post said, two substantial players, and I'm anxious to get out there and watch them play.
I've just
not been up close and personal watching the LPGA Tour players, and I'm really looking forward to this.
That's crazy. But you know what? One of the highlights of just going through the celebrity list, you know, wonder how these guys got famous. I think my famous one right here is Ben Higgins, TV personality from The Bachelor.
Yeah. He went to IU.
He went to Indiana. He's from Warsaw.
Here's my favorite,
Indiana.
Though, The Accountant. You know who The Accountant is?
No.
His nickname was The Accountant because of his glasses when he played baseball. Greg Maddux.
Oh, yeah. Former Cub.
Yeah.
Former Brave. Actually, when I was working for...
I didn't know Pudge was here. Pudge Rodriguez.
Yeah,
I love Pudge. He's a bud.
Going back to Maddux, back in 1999, I was working for Century 3 at Universal Studios.
Yeah.
So we did all the production, post-production work for Universal, but when they opened up City Walk and Islands of Adventure, we did all the queue line videos and a lot of production work around there. So when they did the grand opening, I had the opportunity to walk around with Greg Maddux and his family and showed him around everywhere. And Mike Utley from Jimmy Buffett's band.
Yep,
great guy. Great guy.
Alfonso Ribeiro, America's Funniest Videos.
French Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, we have an interview with him. He's what did you say to him that time?
when I was in, we were at the Bob Hope back in 2010. I asked if he was a Huxtable, and he quickly turned around and walked away.
Yeah, he didn't like that, huh?
No, but he didn't recognize me, which was good.
Yeah, that's good. Jack Wagner, Brendan mentioned earlier. Jack's got a heck of a golf game, or has had a heck of a golf game. Plays a lot of golf. He was a heartthrob for a lot of years. So
I'm sure he can still move the needle.
Yeah.
In the Villages.
Deron Williams. I mean, there are a lot of celebrities here. This is every bit as exciting. Just the vibe here is every bit as exciting as Pebble when we do the pro celebrity there, Tahoe, the celebrity event there. But there's some serious golf out here, and believe me, Michael Waltrip came through a minute ago.
He's a big fella. I didn't realize how large he was.
Michael's tall. Big, yeah. He's bigger than his brother. Yeah, yeah. Bigger than his brother, Daryl. Michael's got a good game, but he only has 7 points on the his other brother, Daryl. He only has 7 points on the front Stableford system. So he's got to step it up just a little bit because I think Blair O'Neill, who is with Child, yes. playing 6 months
she
with
Child.
She
made it on CBS this morning. They had a little break from there.
Oh, did they?
Yep.
With her? Well, she's playing, and I think she had 20 points.
Yes. Yeah, hell so of a player.
She really is.
It's in like two.
Well, listen, this is a lot of fun. We're going to get out of here. Tomorrow we're going to have more live from right here off of number 2 tee box.
Between 1 and 2.
We're right between 1 and 2, closer to 2.
In the shade.
And then in the shade and looking at 18 over there. I think we're going to go photobomb the Golf Channel this afternoon.
Yes, so. Tom Abbott, Grant Boone, and Carol Stupples are in the booth.
Yeah.
And
Jerry Foltze is
on the ground.
Our buddy is out on the ground. So looking forward to it. We appreciate each and every one of you listening to us. Tim Matthews will be with us sometime this week. But for Brendan Sweeney, I'm Frank Bassett.
For Frank Bassett. Yeah, I'm Next Frank week, Bassett. Big week, PGA Show, live from the Virgin
Islands. PGA Show. We'll be live from there, too. But stay tuned in. We're going to do a bunch of shows. Wait a minute.
We have a new sponsor. Two new sponsors.
Well, don't mention it yet.
Come on now.
Just don't mention it yet. French Lick's a sponsor, and we love French Lick Resort.
You should.
Check it out, FrenchLick.com, and go to ClubCorp.com, the leader in private clubs. Thanks, everybody.